Blog Talk Radio.
Stages of our new Blog Talk Radio podcast. I just want to welcome everybody to our first show of 2024. And this is Res World and Beyond. Alrighty then, let me let's just get into the show. Make sure we're on air. This is going to be a test run, but there's a lot of stuff happening around the res and beyond, but we're just going to talk about mainly what's happening on the res. And Happy New Year. Hope everybody survived the Arctic blast. It was kind of tough. This one, it was not as bad as 2023. So that's a plus. It just got really cold and the electricity didn't go out. That's a blessing. But there was a lot of people that used a lot of wood, and the EPP helped out with heaters and wood, and those temperatures were really, really cold. These Arctic blasts are no joke, and I'm kind of thankful that we didn't get no snow with it, maybe just a little bit, but damn, that air was cold. And I'm going to get right into it. It's kind of like this past weekend review. So what I'll do is go down the list here. Let's talk about the casino. New Year's, it was shut down. There was supposed to be a big old New Year's party out there, and there was like maybe 40,000, if I'm correct. I got to go through some of those notes. So don't beat me up if I'm not correct on any of those. I'm not even on my Facebook right now, and I should be getting all this data, but I just have a little bit jotted down here and there. But to the casino, yeah, they lost a lot of revenue, and maybe they'll make it up. Income tax season right now, between January, February, and March, April, a lot of people get their income tax, so it kind of boosts our casino, our local economy, mainly the casino, though. It's our tribe's cash cow. That's where the bread is buttered for the tribe. So anyway, yeah, it started with those electrical. That electrical system out there, apparently it blew out and it looked bad. There were people that were checked it out. We're lucky to be alive, according to their GM. You know, and then so that electric problems hit. That shut the casino down, canceled the party. We all know that. And then I think they had it, they redid it, though. They made it up to the people on the 4th. And they had what they were supposed to have, New Year's, on the 4th. And there's a lot of money given away. So that was a good thing. But then this Arctic blast, or, you know, this hit. And then there was water issues. The water pipes froze. They were supposed to keep the water on. Someone dropped the ball out there, and that didn't happen. So that closed it again, losing revenue. And on top of that off, liquor license was expired. So they stopped selling alcohol. And alcohol sales make up a good percentage of revenue that comes in. And that was cut off. So that was a big loss of revenue right now. And as the old saying goes, I said it on my Facebook post, shit runs downhill. It starts from the top. And I don't know what council's doing, but I think he's a crony. He's a crony for our tribal chairman. It's not good. It affects the overall population. And we're already poor here on the Rosebud. So anywho, let's just keep going down the list. On the 10th, we had the tribal and state, South Dakota Tribal Relations Day. And we did have a good amount of representation up there. A couple of council members went up there to support our guys. And our guys here on the Rosebud are Sean Bordeaux and Eric Emery from here in St. Francis. Sean from Mission Allo area. And it's really cool they got to put our flag up at the Capitol, which was really cool. I've seen the pictures of that. That and Standing Rock. A lot of people have mixed feelings about that, but when it really comes down to it, I think we need that diplomacy. We need to keep those lines of communication open regardless of our stance, whether you're a conservative or, you know, a liberal or, you know, Democrat or a Republican. You know, we've got to keep those lines of communication open. And so that was a good turnout. And we had the Black Pipe Singers. Don't let me forget, our drum group. They sang their hearts out up there. It was really cool. There's video. There's video on that on the going around online, which is pretty cool. So they recognized them too. So that was another plus for our tribe. And then what else been happening around here? Jeez, Well, what's really a reservation biro is the store in Parmalee. It almost got robbed, apparently, but these are, you know, I got friends over there, and I was asking around about it, so I don't really want to speak, more or less. It's just a rumor, but they almost got robbed, and they did beat up their owner, and everybody knows who that is, and then he was able to get some rounds off from his gun. And I don't know if he wounded the person or not, but it seems like if he did, we would have heard about it. I know there's names floating around out there, but see, like I said, it's just the Moxon Telegraph, you know. That's faster than yeah, that's faster than anything else we have around here. And I won't get too much into that, but what's connected to that is after that happened, the following day, a building that that store owner owns over there, it houses small businesses, that got, it went up in a blaze of glory. It got burnt up. There's no evidence if it was arson or, you know, we don't know what the hell happened, but is that a coincidence? Someone that don't believe in a coincidence and those two things are tied together. If they really wanted to, they can investigate that, but I don't think they will. So, you know, that just goes to show you how crazy things are over there in Parmalee. And then let's take you to what else we got up there. Talk about, this episode is basically, it's supposed to be about the RST potential presidential candidate list for 2024 for here on the Rosebud, and a VP list. And also, we got the big three coming up, and that's the Antelope community rep, we got the Rosebud community rep, and we got the St. Francis community rep. And those reps represent a majority of our people here on the Rosebud, and those seats are also open. But what we're hearing, from what I'm hearing, it's just rumors. And that's why I'm just discussing it. Hey, listen, if you want to be a part of the conversation here, I'll schedule another a podcast, and anybody is able. If you have a cell phone, you could call in live when we're live on air. Right now, this is our first show and everything, and to call in here, just get on your cell phone and dial 317-527-6032, and get in on a conversation on whatever issues that we're discussing on that particular show. But for tribal president, the potential list here, right now, it's a big, that's a big responsibility. And in 2023, who knew? Well, actually, there was, we were forewarned of the storm that came. And I don't know if our current president we have now, Mr. Herman, is going to run again. There's a lot of rumors out there saying that he ain't going to run again. And he'll probably catch a lot of flack for that month that we had in 2023's winter storm in December that will be probably held against him. There's a lot of other things that come into the scenario of the particular term. So, but if he does decide to run again, who knows? He could possibly win again. I mean, he is in charge of the tribe right now. And let's say if he did run again, he has about a 70 to 75% chance of winning a re-election from here on out, depending on how he goes about it. And then the other potential candidates are our former president, Rodney Bordeaux. I haven't confirmed any of that, but he's one of the ones that's been running in the past, and maybe he'll give it another go. We'll see. We'll see down the months to come here. And then on the other list, we have one of our state senators, Sean Bordeaux, as a potential candidate, depending off if Scott runs or if he doesn't, because I know those two are classmates, and I'm pretty sure they talk, you know, discuss these issues. And then we got a former council rep, Mr. Steve DeNoyer Jr. He's a potential candidate, and we can't leave up. Now, that hasn't been confirmed or anything. None of these guys have confirmed. So this is up to speculation, but Mr. Russell Eaglebear, if he was to put in, I'm pretty sure he would do a really good, his numbers would be okay. They'd be up there for all the stuff he has accomplished for the tribe. If he was to run, he'd do good numbers. He'd run up those numbers. And the other potential, I won't say potential because they did declare that they would run, and they're women. And for our tribe, we never had a woman president. And it would be a historical if we did ever get us a woman president. Our tribe's been around since 1934 with the IRA, the Indian Reorganization Act. And we had nothing but men president since. And I don't know if this is the year, but there's potential for a woman president. And we do have people running. We have a Muriel Fafters that she declared in one of our meetings that they would put in for president. So that's the first woman I know that put in for president for 2024. We'll see how that goes. Good luck to her right off the bat because, yeah, that was declared. But the other ones are just potential. They're maybes. You know, there's a lot of that. And for the VP, that's a thick list as well. Those are all potentials. You know, Willie, rumor has it that he will retire, so he won't seek that spot again. And then who's to know? His closest rival last time was Totuan. She might want to run again. That's the only ones I could think of right off the bat. There's some potentials there, but I'm going to try to get in touch with them and see what they have to say about it. If they're thinking about it, that's good. That's a potential. But some of them will give the, oh, no, I didn't have plans on running or anything, so whether I get it or not, you know. But for the big three, those big three representatives have a 70, 75% chance of winning their elections because of the work they've been doing, and who knows, we'll see what they continue to do. So that is this is just the opening right now, and you're more than welcome on the next show. We'll keep this this presidential candidate, the potential presidential candidate list for the 2024 RST tribal elections open, and I would like to hear other names as well. But and again, when you want to run something along these lines, especially now, you're discussing this. One of the collabs, we're discussing this, is like, hey, what does it take to win? How much do you think it takes to win? And this is where money comes into play. And money will be a big issue this election. And I'm not saying you got to go out and buy votes. No, that's not what I'm saying. But when you run a campaign and you run that hard, those numbers build up. And I'm talking about, say, if you really had your stuff down, you know, you're going to go campaign, you're going to buy your signs, that's gonna run it up to just go $1,500 to $2,000 for that alone, signs and whatnot, campaign stickers and signs. But now we're talking about feeding the people, and if you go to every community and feed the people, and you bring in your own, let's just say everybody did a catering, because that's the easiest thing, you're gonna run it up to about $2,500 to $3,000 per community. So do the math on that and just go with the top number, 3, 6, 9, 12, 15. That's about $60,000 to $80,000 just for that alone, because you're talking utensils and everything else. But some of these candidates do have that type of support out there, and we'll get into that further down the line. When it comes to it, when it gets closer and closer, we'll break that down and see where, you know. All I'm saying is, if you want to play the game, you got to have backers, and that's where the big money comes in. So that's what it is, for me anyway. What I wanted to talk about at this point on the potential RST candidate list, and if I. Like I said, I'm not logged in right now. I should have logged in on one of my other devices, but I didn't. Now I need to run some of that back. But okay, let's go into the Indian country, and that's where the Res World and Beyond comes in. Okay, we're going beyond Indian country and the world anyway. And congratulate anyone seen the Killers of the Flower Moon. Oh, it's a tragic story, but it's also American history, and a lot of people didn't like it. I was torn up. I was emotional about, you know, how it was and how they did Molly, and that character is played by Lily Gladstone, and she just recently won a Golden Globe for her role of being the first Native American actress to win that award. And then also... another triumph for Indian country would be the Marvel series. It's a 5-part series in Echo, and the way it was put, I guess just being, I loved it all the way through because of the indigenous representation that was in it. And we gotta love that. Native Americans, indigenous peoples, American Indians, whatever you want to call ourselves, we've been given green light. We're given that platform. The doors have been open since Reservation Dogs, maybe even before that. The movie Prey, Ember Midthunder. Wow, I mean, the doors are open right now for Indian country, and we got to take advantage of that. So imagine that. Some of our own, we got our own... Man, I should have been better prepared and wrote this down, but we did have a movie from one of our own locals here, from Parmalee. I'll get back to that. But yesterday they had a Louis Vuitton show in Paris, France, call it Paris Fashion Week, and we had one of our own, Rosebud and Sioux Tribe's Gunnar Krogman, walking for Pharrell. Everybody knows Pharrell, his music, and you can find it all over Facebook, Instagram, all over TikTok, Twitter, now X, but the videos are up. And that's really cool that we've got indigenous representation. And now a lot of people I've seen today are calling that cultural misappropriation, culture. Oh, man, it's a tough one. But I'm just glad that we do have that indigenous representation out there. Shout-outs to our people from Rosebud making moves. There's no better time to be a Native American right now. Feel good about yourself. Feel good about your fellow people. Lift each other up. But again, you guys could be a part of the conversation. You could call in here when we are live at 319-527-6082. And we will be able to take your calls and your questions and discuss the issues. But yeah, that was the potential RST candidates for the 24 tribal election. And this being our first show of 2024, I just want to wish everyone well. And until our next show, peace and forever peace. Hope it is. But yeah.